Over the Christmas holidays, many families like to reminisce. Sometimes even pulling out old photo albums. Yeah, I'm dating myself here. However, there is one thing missing in many of these family photos. Venture to guess? It's a three-letter word. M-O-M. Mom. Researchers have found moms usually have picture upon picture of their children and their spouse, but not too many of them with their children. And that's because mom's usually the one taking the pictures. Mom is capturing the moments and memories for her family. So how do we set the scene for today's gospel story without a photograph? How about a conversation between the author and the mom? Luke tells us in verse 19, and Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Biblical scholars believe that St. Luke heard this explanation directly from Mary herself. Did you know that? Because it's something I never knew until I studied for the homily. Today is the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, the oldest Marian feast day in the Western Church. The original Greek title given to Mary was Theotokos, meaning God-bearer. That title may be confusing to some, since Mary gave birth to Jesus. However, I read a great explanation in a book called Mariology when I was in formation. The book stated that Mary did not give birth to God and his divinity. Mary did not create the divine person of Jesus, who existed with the Father from all eternity. But Mary is truly the Mother of God, since she is the mother of the eternal Son of God made man, Jesus, who is God himself. Jesus takes his human nature from Mary. And scripture scholars have also uncovered the oldest known prayer for an intercession to Mary, which uses the title Mother of God. The prayer dates to around 250 AD. Yes, that's 250 AD, some 1,773 years ago. And the prayer reads, quote, under thy protection we seek refuge, Holy Mother of God, unquote. Our Protestant friends do not quite understand the Catholic connection we have to Mary. Many feel we worship Mary because of her many titles. Some of them include Immaculate Mary, Our Lady of Guadalupe, Queen of Heaven, as well as Mother of God. All these titles are descriptive of who she is. However, I think some people are perplexed and confused by these titles. And as Catholics, we hear, why are you worshiping and praying to Mary? We're told you should just pray to God and to Jesus. But for those who follow the Bible, there is scriptural basis for acknowledging the mother of a king. The role of the king's mother can be traced to the Old Testament in the Book of Kings. King Solomon said to his mother Bathsheba, who was seated on the throne to his right, make your request, mother, for I will not refuse you. Remember, King Solomon had 700 wives. How do you pick one to sit on the throne? That position was reserved for the king's mother. And in the Jewish tradition, Mary would have the same role. Remember the first miracle Jesus performed in the book, in the Gospel of John, the wedding at Cana? It was done at the request of his mother, Mary. Hence, when we pray to Mary, we are asking her to intercede on our behalf to her son, the king. Mary is not only the mother of our king and God, she's also our mother. Catholic scholars and apologists agree Jesus gave her to us as a gift at the foot of the cross. When Jesus told the Apostle John, the gospel writer, behold your mother. John was acting as a stand-in for all of us as well. Mariology can be complicated. I once heard it said that the theology behind Mary is so hard to explain, but Mary is so easy to understand. While it's true the holiness of Mary is attributed to the grace of God, remember, she was human, just like us. Many of us see Mary as very saintly, and she was, but first and foremost, she was a mother loves her children. A mother would do anything for her children. Like all mothers, Mary loves to hear from us. What mother out there would not drop what they're doing immediately if one of her children were in peril? When Mother Mary appears, it is always in the skin color, facial features, and native dress of her children. We all have a mother who loves us, Her name is Mary. And as I said before, Mary is a gift to us from Jesus. On the first day of the new year, it is fitting to celebrate Mary as the Mother of God, a day to celebrate hope, possibilities, and love, the love of a mother. And as we begin 2023, I'm reminded of a quote from Saint Teresa of Calcutta, who tells us this. If you ever feel distressed during your day, call upon Our Lady. Just say these simple words. Mary, Mother of Jesus, please be a mother to me now. Saint Teresa of Calcutta shared that this prayer has never failed her. So this year, when you're in need of assistance, simply call on your mother for help.